Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Sasha Ross.
I was in high school, and for the 4 years I went to West Broward High School, we were the Bobcats, and I used to do color guard. Color guard, usually we explain it, if you've ever seen the movie Drumline, where the girls are dancing on the field with the marching band, we're also twirling our sabers, which are swords, rifles, which are not the military rifles, they're not as heavy, and then flags. We spin their flags. So half the year for high school, we do that with a band, and then half the year, which we love, called Winter Guard, which is inside a gym, and we have nationals, and it's worldwide as well, because there's people from China and Japan that come and compete every 4 years. And one of my coaches, it was my ninth grade of high school, and one of my coaches was talking to us right before our very first show, what happens if the music stops, what we should do, what happens if somebody gets injured, should you go out off the floor, because we could get points off if you go off the wrong way. You know, if anything major happens within the show, what should you do? So I wasn't really paying attention because I didn't really care, which I should have. But, you know, I thought everything was going to be fine. I mean, who cares? Everything's good. So we get ready. We go home. I told my mom what happened that day at practice. It was my very first show. So we were all kind of nervous on the bus. We went to Taravella High School, which is in Coral Springs. And then we get there, we're warming up, everything's good. I didn't have any major tosses, which is pretty much, you know, when you toss the rifle up in the air, I didn't do much of the saber, which is the sword. And we get there, everything's great. And my mom is watching me as I warm up because she was one of the chaperones that day. And one of my other coaches, he goes, "Hey, Mom, don't you think that Sasha should get contacts?" And she's like, no, she's too young for that. She's not going to take care of them. She's going to break them, and I don't have money to replace them. So, you know, I was like, "Hey, Mom, yeah, I should get contacts." She's like, no, absolutely not, absolutely not. So, you know, the coach has been there for, like, many years teaching kids, and so he knows what happens with girls who have glasses. So he's like, "Are you sure? Because I know what happens." And she's like, no, I'm not spending money on that, because I had already had braces, and she spent so much money on that. So we go, we're ready to go after warm-up, we're doing the show, and everything is great. I'm doing all my tosses, and then in the middle of the show, I toss my rifle, and then it came down, and I hit my face, and my glasses fell on the floor. And I didn't know what happened, I just thought I hit my face, so my glasses fell off on the ground, and I realized I didn't have enough time to pick them up and put them back in my face and then keep going with the show, so I just threw them on the side of the floor, didn't even know what happened at that second, and then I just continued going. At the end of the show, when I did my last toss, I realized I hit my face, and it was hard because it was like throbbing, and I could feel it like, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I feel blood coming down my shoulder, and I look up at my coach, and I should have paid attention to what he said to us before our practice, because I didn't know what to do, and I was just standing there with a smile on my face, but I had a huge gush on my face, didn't know where my glasses were. Well, after that, we get off the floor, and I'm in the, you know, just on the curb on the sidewalk. I was like really upset. I was crying. I didn't know what happened. I had a huge gush on my eye. It was like near my eyebrow where I cut myself. And then the gentleman who does the judging for the floor gives me my glasses back. And my mom's like, "Oh, you're fine. I thought I had to go to the ambulance and like get 15 stitches. I thought I like broken my skull. It was fine. But then my coach comes that told my mom that I should get contacts, and he's like, "Oh, so she should get contacts now, right?" And my mom's like, "Well, maybe next year." I was like, "Maybe, Mom, we should get them for the next competition." So, yeah, for that competition, I was actually an honorable person because I got smashed in my face, but I reacted pretty well. And I caught my toss, too. I didn't let it drop the floor. So I did my toss. I caught it, and I was still gushing blood everywhere. And we got first place. And I was the one who went to go get the trophy. probably a couple of months afterwards, I went to go get fitted in for contacts. And I would only wear them for competitions, because since I was wearing glasses since I was 7, and I liked my glasses, but I couldn't wear them for competitions anymore. We had to do a lot of hair flips, and then they would just fly off my face, so that wasn't going to happen anymore.
Sasha Ross with a story that happened in high school.
Yes, and what a high schooler sensibility we get from the very beginning. I love that she says the coach was telling us what to do if anything went wrong. And of course, I wasn't paying attention. I didn't really care what was going to go wrong. And that really sums up the teenage brain, everything I've read about it, everything I've experienced about it. Teenagers take risks, and they don't think anything's going to happen to them.
She did handle herself pretty good, not dropping that rifle and at the end collecting the award.
She handled herself beautifully, absolutely. But she did all the wrong things. And I love how she says, you know, the blood was gushing. She thought, and this is the flip side of the teenage brain, which is so fun to listen to, but not as much fun, perhaps, to live with. And that is, one moment she's saying, oh, nothing's going to happen. The next moment, when there's blood on her shoulder, she thinks that they've got to call the ambulance and that she's halfway dying. And her mother says, no, it's not that serious. So it's those extremes of the extreme confidence and then the extreme alarmism that is so fun about this story. Did you know anything about Color Guard, Michael?
Not at all.
Yeah, it was an education for me. I had heard of it, but I really didn't know what it was. It's sort of like if you're at the library, you open up an industry magazine from an industry you know nothing about, or a book about a place you know nothing about. This is a glimpse into a world that I don't know a thing about, and Sasha obviously does. And so she's taking us on this journey into this kind of competition, and it was really fun. And, of course, the happy ending is not only that Sasha's team won, but that happily ever after, she got contact lenses.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories, wlrn.org, click radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.